Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Hey, it's Rachel and Jackie from the Gray and Green Show. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, you are missing out.
Get it online, 1053hotfm.com.
You can also get it on iTunes, of course. But we are very lucky to have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession, in downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
Right now, Urban Obsession's offering 25% off all hair color services. Go ahead, go for that new look for fall and the holidays with Urban Obsession's Simply Smooth Pure Color. Call and make an appointment and tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you.
And too much. We're live.
I don't think we're putting this on YouTube right now.
We're live on YouTube, okay. By the way.
I feel like every episode we're now going to start with, we're live!
I know, because we're old and we didn't know that YouTube streamed until the other day.
And we still don't know how to do video.
Just say hello after I give you a thumbs up. That's why I'm back here.
Yeah, we've got Ken Evans here and he gives us a thumbs up, but we still scream we're live. Like it's a giant surprise.
He even walked around to the board and moved us to where we needed to be and positioned our mics. It's like, you know, getting a photo shoot all over again.
Yeah, awesome.
I know. My God. Today's
been insane. I almost just called him our fluffer, but then I remembered what fluffer meant.
Stop.
He's like, okay. Our fluffer. Then I was like, oh, wait, no.
If you're under the age of 18, do not Google fluffer.
Don't Google
if
fluffer.
If you're over the age of 18, take your safe search off and have a moment today.
Have a moment and laugh at my stupidity.
Today has been like an insane day. It's episode 52, by the way, of the Gray and Green Show. How was your morning?
It was rough for me.
It was rough for me, too. Why was it rough for you?
Well, okay. So for one thing, I was on Fox 17 this morning, which is my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. And you're going to be open about
that? I had to be there around 8 o'clock in the morning. So that means I had to get up and get ready, but I had to get really ready and take her to daycare as well.
Right.
So I got up at like 5:30 to shower, do my hair, which is now flat as a pancake.
She even has eyelashes on right now.
I have my lashes on.
They're beautiful.
And I got ready, got all that stuff done, just so then I could get Greenlee ready, feed her, dress her, do all that, take her to daycare.
Right.
Go get coffee, because I was not about to not have coffee. And then go to Fox, do that, then come here. So it's just kind of been like...
Yeah. We were off the air for most of today.
What?
We're doing the morning show and we were like straight static. There was something wrong with our transmitter. A lot of technical things that I straight up do not understand, and I will fully admit that. I'm one of those girls in radio. I should learn because I don't know what is what when it comes to transmitters. And we're having microwave issues and I don't know what our microwave is.
The only microwave I know about makes me a sandwich or whatever. Right. I put sandwiches in the microwave. Yeah. but I do put popcorn in there.
I'm mopping up what you're spilling on that.
Yeah, you got me.
But it's just been, I just hit my teeth. It's just been a very strange day and I need today to get through. You know what I mean?
It's been strange for me too. You know, we're in the process of selling our house. I have not talked about that at all. There's something new.
No, you're selling your home.
Selling your house is one of the most stressful things you'll ever do.
Yeah.
You think buying your house is like stressful enough, buying a home.
Yeah.
Buying a house to me is exciting and it's like, oh, yay, you know, whatever. Selling a house is like, I want to rip my hair out.
Yeah.
And you learn just how dirty and disgusting of a human you are.
Oh, my God. Did you pull your bed away from the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I found so much dog hair when I moved.
Yeah.
How dirty are you?
I'm dirty. And not only am I dirty, but like we finally cleaned, like we deep cleaned. My mom has a cleaning business.
Yeah.
And she even came and deep cleaned the house. Like helped
really?
Help me clean. I have a huge house. I wasn't going to be able to do it alone.
Yeah.
So she came and helped us just deep clean it. And it still looks dirty because we have so many clothes and things laying around that we're just cluttered.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that bathroom? Jackie's bathroom is actually her closet.
Okay.
Well, kind of.
It's one of those en suites in the master room where you have a bathroom with like a water closet, which is where your toilet is, a shower and a bathtub, and then a giant walk-in closet. So I've let that room become...
she can't even explain it. She's
speechless.
I can't
describe it. It's become something that I'm embarrassed to be able to see. It's become something that like I have to like, if someone comes in and then Jim's like, oh, Jackie's upstairs, and they walk in the room and I'm in there, I'm like, oh, God, close the door quick.
Really?
Yes. It's like humiliating.
Makeup, I imagine, everywhere. Clumps of my hair are just lying around that I haven't thrown out.
Oh my God.
I'm sick.
When I was pregnant, my hair never fell out. You know how like you lose hair when you shower every day?
Yeah.
Okay. So my hair like stayed in and I was fluffy and blush and it was
super thick.
So thick.
It looks thick right now.
Really? Well, it's falling out again and it's crazy. So you know how like when you have longer hair and you wash your hair, like you find long strands of hair in your butt crack.
No.
Okay. If you find strands of hair in your butt crack, I want to hear because this is a real thing.
My hair is as long as yours. I've never found a strand of this in my butt crack.
Oh my God. My hair was like down to here. I'd find like wads of hair in my butt crack. It was.
Where does it come from? How does it get from here to here?
I have to be honest. When I was being truthful and forthcoming with this information, I thought Jackie'd be like, yeah, man, that hair in my butt crack. But no, you don't get that?
No.
Okay, so I'm pretty
sure. Are you sure it's the hair from your head?
Yeah, because it's like this long. Unless I have butt crack hair. That's like 6 inches long.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, it's my hair head hair.
In your butt.
So, yes. It never happened when I was pregnant. It used to happen all the time. Like, this used to happen growing up.
That makes no sense.
I've figured out where it's coming from.
Have you ever Googled it?
Yes.
You Googled it. What came up?
A lot of
what
people
came up when you Googled it? Did you say, Alexa, show me hair and butt crack?
No. I looked up, is it weird to find long hair in your butt crack?
And it said no. I don't believe you.
I can't breathe.
It said no. It is weird.
No, it's not weird. And the reason.
It is weird.
Okay. So there were forums that had women talking about finding this butt crack hair. But it's not like my butt crack is hairy. It is hair for my head. And
how does it get in your butt crack?
I'm about to tell you. If you would pipe down. When you are showering. And you're washing your hair and you're rinsing it out like so, it slides down your back. Maybe I just have aggressively large butt crack. And it nest eggs right all in there. I don't believe this doesn't happen to you.
It's never happened to me my whole life.
I'm spit building up.
That's never happened to me my whole life. I've never heard of that. I've never had hair in my butt crack.
My hair falls out into my butt crack all the time. But circling back, bathroom's dirty.
I've rinsed and it's been stuck to my fingernail. I'm like, like that.
I almost feel like you should check your butt crack because I think it's there.
I would know if I had hair in my butt. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, but anyways, my hair's falling out and I got to clean out my drains and I never, do you have to, Jim, like snake your drains at your house?
No, I told you I'm disgusting.
So, wait a second. You don't shower in like this much water.
No, it just like drains.
Mine clogs all the time.
Oh, I don't think I have that much hair that I lose.
Apparently it's in my butt crack.
Yeah, no, I don't lose it that much. My hair's
really
thin and fine.
Oh my God, my hair falls out so much that Aaron has to snake the drains in the house.
I also take baths.
Oh, are you a bath taker?
Yeah. And
let's unpack that
for
a minute.
And when I wash my hair, I look ridiculous, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm like,
so
it goes down.
So I never take baths.
Wash it like this in the bathtub. And then I come up like this and I go.
Like, doesn't like the soap in there give you a little hibbity dibbity like a.
Like a yeasty?
Yeah.
No.
Or a UTI or something?
No.
I always worry about something like creeping up in there.
No.
No? Okay. Well.
Nothing creeps inside of me that I don't want there.
So, okay. Do you like drink wine and have bath bombs?
No.
And like?
Oh, I have bath bombs. I have bath bombs that when they dissolve, there's rings inside. It's like just getting jewelry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like fragrant jewels.
Is this like adult toys?
This is not sponsored. I'm giving them free plugs. I saw it on Facebook. And I was like, I'm buying one of those bath bombs. They have like inside, once it dissolves, there's like a beautiful gemstone ring.
What?
Yeah, it's cool.
It actually sounds kind of cool.
I wear it all the time. I'm not wearing it right now, but I do wear it all the time.
Like it's a ring you actually like?
Yes. Well, you pick what gemstone. I picked emerald because it's my birthstone.
What did this thing cost?
Like $20.
Well, that's not that bad.
The rings are only like, they're like cubic zirconium. They're worth like 25, 30 bucks.
Right, but still, that's...
It's like, you know the gemstone rings you see at Walmart?
That's a holiday present.
You know those gemstone rings you see at Walmart?
Yes.
It's like those.
Oh, okay,
like
got
those, like fashion jewelry, like...
Still, that's
kind of cool. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm just not a
bath
taker.
And I like
taker.
When my bath is like a color. Like, it turns it like neon green or like orange. And I'm like, look at me, I'm like a witch.
Because you're a colorful person.
I'm like a witch and I'm sitting here in my brew. I'm sitting here in my
your
witch's
brew a butt. Like, right.
I don't have it. At least I don't have hair in my butt.
I just have a thing about sitting in a bath. Do you drink wine?
No. Ew, I hate wine.
Okay, that's something I never knew about.
Champagne,
you don't like wine?
Cider and beer, my only three drinks.
Oh my god, have you had farmhouse cider yet?
No, but you told me about that like five times. It's like sounds really
it's
good.
Amazing.
Maybe I'll have it on Halloween or on adult Halloween on Saturday.
Right. Speaking of that, we have our company Halloween party. Company Halloween party. We have our
yeah, you
radio
have, like,
station
like a Christmas party. Like,
I know.
We're gonna get presents.
No. We have our Halloween party happening. 20 Monroe Live, Monsters Ball, downtown Grand Rapids. There's
that's why I was on the news.
Yes, you were with the fire performer. She was
swallowing fire. That's what she called it, swallowing fire.
I mean, she was. I physically
and you're the one that took it to a dirty place.
I'm sorry.
We were on air, and she goes, this girl ate fire. I go, yeah, she was like a fire swallower. She swallowed fire. And her and Kat Evans looked at me like, and then they were like, Jack, oh my God, I can't believe he said swallow.
I know, we shouldn't blame you because
the
really.
The swallow is so dirty.
We were the children that needed to grow up. So like, anyway, was it incredible to actually see her putting that fire in her mouth?
I didn't look because I was scared.
Was it your mouth she was putting the fire
in? I know, but I didn't want her to get hurt. Aww. So when they went live, I went, oh, yeah. Oh my. And I looked away.
Well, you can see that and more on Saturday night is our Halloween party.
Yeah, they're going to have aerialists. She told me you'll never just see DJs up there. Like I told her, I guess I want to know what will I be doing? This wasn't on air.
Yeah.
I go, what will I be like doing there? Is it just DJs and me standing around like, and she goes, no. She's
okay.
Like, there's DJs like for the music, but there's never not some kind of performer doing something.
Okay, yeah, they're
circus
gonna have
acts.
stilt walkers too.
They've got like tarot card readers and like all kinds of things going on. So it's just like a big party, and the DJ's on the stage, but they'll also be bringing the fire swallower.
Oh my gosh,
and, like,
it's gonna be so fun.
There. So it's not just like a club.
Yeah,
it's a lot going on.
Aaron and I are being Top Gun. We got our costumes. I feel,
is this like a real thought out costume? Be honest.
I wouldn't say it was really thought out. I have like a short black dress and I'm wearing my thigh high boots. I'm gonna try to be
sexy Top Gun.
I own thigh high boots because I bought them last year when they're in style, but now I can't bring myself to bust them out, so I figure Halloween's
why
perfect.
I would wear thigh high boots. They're back in style.
I know, but when you get
I
up at 4 o'clock
in
the
Target.
Morning did you
mm-hmm.
Oh, I got these last year. I freaking love these things.
Yeah, they're cute.
I'm excited to wear them.
Wait, so your thigh-high boots, a little short black dress.
Yes, and then I have the Top Gun, like, leather jacket that Kelly McGillis, who's the blonde in the movie. The movie's forever old.
You wear a blonde wig?
That's what Ken asked me that, too. I don't think so.
Bring it together. Like, get into the character.
I know. You are the queen of getting into the character, but I hate wearing wigs.
She likes to throw on a pair of sunglasses and a jacket and say, look, I'm dressed up.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening. What about, what'll Aaron be?
Aaron is Tom Cruise.
Oh.
I got him an aviator suit. His is way
better. He's Tom Cruise plus 9 inches of height and no hair. He's just like Tom Cruise.
I got him a wig.
No.
Aaron's wearing a Tom Cruise wig.
Yes. Okay, never mind.
Do you want to get drinks before?
Yes, I
do. Yeah? Okay, good. Now that we got that out of the way.
I want some farmhouse.
You want some farmhouse cider? I'll get some. You can come over. I'll get some. So we're being an 80s movie. And Aaron pointed out to me yesterday, he goes, you do realize we were an 80s movie for Halloween last year.
Yeah, you were. You were a Christmas story.
Yes, I was the leg lamp. Aaron was the pink bunny. He goes, maybe we need to get away
did
from our 80s movie.
Did understand that you were the leg lamp?
Once they saw Aaron, they understood
they're
I was
like,
the leg lamp.
Oh, okay, that's the lamp.
Okay, otherwise,
I get it.
She's dressed in gold.
She's wearing like this gold dress that has fringe on the bottom.
Yes, and I wore the like fishnet tights and everything. But yeah, I think it'll be fun this weekend. You're being a Viking.
Yep. I have a big group of us, 10 Vikings.
10? Oh my gosh.
I'm getting my hair done because I'm not good at braiding.
Well,
so I'm getting my hair done and braided
back. Wait a
like
second.
Back.
Is the pregame at your house then?
Well, I don't know if I even have a house.
Wait, you don't have to move out for 30 days, right?
No, but I don't know if my house is the place that we want to be at right now.
Since you're selling it?
Well, just, yeah, because we're trying to clean it and
I wasn't trying
out.
To push you into that. I was literally asking.
My friends Lance and Alex were talking about having people over their house, which is halfway between my house and yours.
Oh, okay.
You guys are welcome to come if you want to do that.
Okay.
We don't have anything set in stone, but I'm going to wear my hair like braids. I want to go braids and like make it look all like
messy and messy. Viking.
And then I'm gonna do like fake blood on my face and dirt. And then I'm gonna do.
Oh my
like,
God, you're gonna look like a wild lady.
I wanna look like. Have you ever seen the show The 100?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another example. Like a warrior almost. Like,
okay.
I want to look like,
Jack, you'll get really into it.
I want to,
we'll take a picture for sure for the Facebook page.
I want to look like a crazy warrior.
But, you know, here we are talking about getting drunk on Halloween, what we're going to be, da-da-da. And it kind of made me think, because we've been talking to a lot of listeners on the show, and a lot of people have been excited about the Halloween party, and we were talking to our boss about how a lot of them have been women, like, in their 30s.
Right.
And it kind of got Jackie and I talking about, like, how when you're a mom, like in your 30s, or if you're a mom in your 20s, even people like to put you in a box.
Yeah,
like you don't.
That's a mom thing to say.
What, put you in a box?
No, just that's a mom thing to say is a quote we get. Yeah, you got it yesterday.
I did. Yeah, and
I bit back. I commented back.
What'd you
write?
Well,
we are moms.
Oh, yes. Flounder, we're talking to you.
We love you, Flounder.
We
do. It's just funny. It's just an example of that happening.
And all I said was there's this picture of Jackie on the internet, and you're running in that marathon. It is literally.
It was a half marathon.
Whatever. Let's just say
it was
a marathon.
Don't give me those kudos.
You look amazing in this photo.
I'm like, you know why? I'm going to tell you the backstory. I never look amazing in running photos ever, ever, ever.
Jackie, that picture looks it belongs on postcards.
I'm going to tell you why. So I never look good in these photos ever. I'll have races where I ran the fastest I've ever ran, and not to toot my own horn, but, you know, pretty quick speeds. And I look like I'm dying or like I'm walking. Like I'm like,
as most would.
So I'm at the finish and I probably had like 20 meters to go. Like I was almost, like I was done. Like I could see there's the finish line. I'm done.
Yeah.
And I look over and I see the photographer and
I said
to myself, look strong and badass right now.
You're
done looking like crap in these running photos, Jackie. So I went like this. And like I puffed myself up and I went.
It's the best.
And the photo came back and I actually look good. But you get like a gallery of these photos and they find them based on your bib number. So you'll type in your bib number and any photo of you pops up.
Okay.
That photo is awesome. The rest, I look like complete garbage. Like, I'm like, and I'm like hunching over.
That
and
photo.
I look terrible. It's so funny.
That photo is incredible. And I wrote on there, oh my God, Jackie, this photo is so good. I go get it in an 11 by 24. I mean, that baby should be hanging in your entryway and the first thing people see when they walk in because you just look so tough and awesome.
Thanks.
In it. But somebody wrote on it, well, that was your mom comment to make. And I thought, what? Framing a photo?
Yeah.
I would have said that long before I had kids.
Right. And what a mom thing to say. And I was like, well, we are moms.
Right.
I'm allowed to say mom things and still be Jackie.
And I think that's the thing. People think that, like, if you're a mom, you're not still going to get drunk on occasion.
I think we should start this topic with this. What did we think motherhood would be like versus how it really is? And then move into how stereotypes piss us off.
Okay. You start then. What do you think motherhood would be like?
I don't know what I thought it would be like necessarily. Like, I didn't have, like, in my mind. I thought everyone was a baby. Like, you're a wimp, you're a wimp, you're a wimp. I must be tough because you're such a whiny baby.
Yeah.
I get it. Babies are hard and they don't sleep at night.
Right.
And it used to make me think, like, whiny, 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 whiny. I'm going to go here and dominate this mom thing.
I was kind of like that, too.
Night three, when I hadn't slept a wink, I was like, bawling in, like, the fetal position on our bed. We were convinced that Greenlee wasn't sleeping. Because our room was too dusty and the ceiling fan was too dusty.
And she was inhaling stuff.
I thought, why else wouldn't she sleep, right? Because like, it's nighttime.
That's Aaron's biggest paranoid thing.
We took her, this is like night two or three, into the guest room. And we laid across the guest bed horizontally with her in the middle and slept like that with the lights on all night.
You put her in bed?
Like on a boppy in the middle of the bed, and one of us would stay awake and one of us would sleep all night on that bed horizontally.
Aww.
And I, the whole time I was awake, all I did was cry.
Oh, that's
why won't you just sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
I gotta be honest, so I kind of was like that too. Like I came into this going, I've seen every friend of mine do this. I got this.
Right.
This is gonna be cake. I'm gonna nail this. Da-da-da. By night two, we had to stay in the hospital two nights because of the time she was born. And like they wanted to make sure that I was there. It was this big thing. So I stayed at the hospital two nights. Night two, she started crying like through the middle of the night. And I didn't know how to stop it. I was trying to get her breastfeed in bed. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm used to that. But when you haven't slept and you just, you know, watermelon out of your vagina.
You're not waking up at four. You're waking up at midnight, two, three, four. And then you're tired.
And you don't know what is wrong with the kid?
Oh, it's infuriating.
I sat in my hospital bed and I bawled. I cried.
Oh, I would have.
I don't know why. The doctor came in, or the nurse lady, and she's like, do you want me to put her in the nursery? I go, not yet. Come back in 20 minutes.
Give me another shot. Yeah, I can do this.
I can do it. Like, I didn't want to. I almost felt like I had too much pride to say I needed help.
Yeah.
And Aaron was like trying to calm me down. And it's like, you're doing great. Like, because I couldn't get her to feed.
Just
and
eat.
Now it's like, I put her on the boobs like nothing. Like, she finishes in like 10 minutes. And it's like nothing. But at first, man, that was hard. And I cried a lot.
Oh, I cried. I cried so much.
It took until about maybe week like six.
Yes. Around week 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Things turned around and I felt good.
I started to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that, like, you're a mom and you're like, oh, I got that. Man, I know what's wrong with that kid. I'm going to fix it.
I know.
It was like, yeah, I got it.
We went. Okay. So even dumber than laying across the bed vertically or horizontally or whatever.
Yeah.
Like idiots. We then were like, well, she doesn't want to sleep all night. What do we do? We're tired. So we slept in shifts, where one of us would be downstairs with her till like 2 and 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And then we'd switch. And we did that for 2 weeks until we both were like, we can't do this anymore. And that's when we put her in her crib and just said, we're just going to F it. We're just going to deal with it. Go to the crib. And when she wakes up, we'll just have to go in there. And that's when she started slowly sleeping more at a time.
Yeah.
When she was in her crib.
The other thing is babies, they grunt all night long. Like, I didn't know that. And it's not crying. It's like a grunting. And when she's right next to you in the bassinet, I was like, what the hell is wrong?
My thing was, Jim never, ever would just assume it was hunger that she wanted. He'd always try everything. I checked her diaper. I changed her clothes. I gave her a biggie. Did you give her a bottle?
Hungry?
Well, she just ate an hour and a half. And technically, we're supposed to feed her every 2.5 or 3.
Yeah.
Jim, just give her a damn bottle. Like, why? Why do I dissolve this for you?
Dream to be married to over here.
Right. I mean, I'm so easygoing.
I know you are. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not easygoing.
I think you can be.
Legitimately, though, that was like, we'd always assume it was not. It's always the most basic thing with her.
Yeah.
She just wanted a bottle.
She was hungry.
Even if she just ate, try it. Give her another one. I don't care if we waste formula. Give her another one.
And on the other side of that, though, every time Quinn cries, like even when she was born all the way till now, for whatever reason, my mother, my grandmother, my mom-in-law, everybody. Is she hungry? No, I literally just fed her an hour ago.
Like, you don't know, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my baby.
But I will say this. I remember when I was very pregnant and we were doing the podcast and you said to me, everybody told me that I was never going to sleep, that this was going to be the hardest thing in the world. And you go, I sleep as much as I did before I had
I do. Been. Yeah, I do. I sleep. It's just, at first I didn't.
Yeah.
At first I didn't because, like I said, she was up all night.
And you didn't know what was wrong.
I didn't know what was wrong. But that was like 6 weeks. People were making it seem, at least to me, like it was never again. Like,
no, I know, me too.
Get ready for the next 8 years of your life. And these same people, and this is not to criticize how you parent.
Yeah.
Maybe their kids are in their bed with them. Well, yeah, I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't sleep when your kid's in your bed with you.
Every baby is different. And I wish people realized that. Like, I got really lucky. Quinn started sleeping all night long from 10 to 7 a.m., when she was 8 weeks old.
Oh, my God.
The week I came
lucky.
Back
awesome.
To work, I got so lucky, and I read a book, and I did everything this book said. That worked for me. It may not work for you.
We did that, too. We read a book, and the book said, put her in the crib at this time or whatever, and just walk away with the lights off. Don't be in the room with her.
Right.
And we did it, and for us, that worked. And I now have a 1.5-year-old that sleeps from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. every single holiday.
It worked for you.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I know that doesn't work for everybody, but I also have to deal with, I let her cry it out sometimes. Like, if I put her
you're
down.
You're supposed to not let her cry it out until like 4 months, but.
Yeah, but she's a year and a half.
I was going to say, I just want to preface, she's a year and a half.
She's a year and a half. I didn't start doing that. Well, she never did it until she was about a year old, and then she wanted to kind of pick a fight about it. But I knew she was tired. I knew she didn't nap, and I'm sorry, I need me time.
Right, and it's okay to need that.
I'm not, like, going to hold on to you all night long. You need to sleep. Plus, if you read any studies show children need sleep.
Yes,
it is healthy.
To grow.
You know what? It is not healthy, and I don't care if this offends you, for your child to be up at 11 o'clock at night when they're 3 years old, running around playing, and then waking up again at 6. That's not good for them. They need to be sleeping.
I agree.
That's what I personally think.
My doctor told me the same thing.
And my pediatrician's told me that. Every book I've read has told me that. Articles I've seen online tell me that. It's not like I just making this up because that's what Greenlee does. It's that I truly think she needs her sleep. She acts happier. Mm-hmm. She's easier to get along with.
Right.
You know what I mean? When mm-hmm. she sleeps.
But that's the thing. People like want to scare you almost. They want to terrify you. And I don't know why. I've had so many people go, so how's it been? Because Quinn is going to be 4 months on the 12th. How's it been? How are things going?
To say, oh
my God, I'm so tired. No, actually, it's going great. It's
they
going
don't want
great.
You to say it either. They don't want you to say great. They want you to be tired like them.
Quinn eats. We play for an hour and a half. She takes a nap. She eats. She plays for an hour and takes a nap.
That
this
was
is
exactly
our schedule
how Greenlee was at that age.
Yes.
Exactly. We played, ate, slept.
Right.
Played, ate, slept. And it was just like an hour, hour and a half increments.
Yeah. And she goes down. I mean, I could probably skip the 10 o'clock bottle if I wanted to. But we wake her up to eat just to make sure she's
still
7.
Yeah, to make
7.
Sure she's...
Yeah, because she's still really little. But that's the thing. I feel like everybody wants to put this fear in you. And everybody... They want to put moms in a box of something that is only that.
Right.
Like Jackie and I, we've done this podcast a million times now, and we always talk about the crazy crap that we do outside of being a mom.
Right.
Because are we moms? Yes, but it's not everything.
It's not my whole life.
It's not, right.
No, it doesn't revolve.
We have careers.
I take that back. Greenlee is my world.
No, yeah. Quinn is mine.
You know what I mean?
Too.
Like, I can't imagine breathing without Greenlee at this
right.
point. She's my world. But do I have other interests and hobbies and things I want to do that have nothing to do with parenthood?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and like people act like, no, this is you now. This is what you do now.
I know.
You're not fun anymore or cool.
In fact, I have had friends dwindle since I've had a kid.
Oh, I've had friends dwindle.
And it's what? It A, hurts my feelings. And B, makes me think that they think I've changed, but I'm
the
same
thing
person.
That I struggled with. I'm like I'm super, this is me, this is a problem I have, and I'm completely wrong about it, but I can't help, this is just how I am. When you ask me, like on a Friday, let's happy hour or go drink, like I have like 3 or 4 friends that do that.
Yeah.
Obviously I can't, right?
Right.
Like I, obviously you gave me no notice.
You gotta plan.
Yeah, it's gotta be a week plan, and right. you gotta stick to the plan. You gotta ask me on Monday or Tuesday, can you get a sitter? Maybe Friday we'll go out, and then that, we do what we planned on. You can't then Friday go, hey, we decided we're just gonna do Saturday, is that cool? No, that's because that's not cool. So I'm to the point where if you don't invite me, I'm like, well, thanks for the invite.
Right.
But if you do invite me, I'm like, oh, really? You're inviting me now? Like, you think I can just go out on a Friday night without getting a sitter? Cool. Thanks. Yeah.
Well,
no, I have responsibilities.
We do have to plan maybe better than we did before.
Right.
Because it's not all about us.
Well, like it'd be like if tonight I was like, you're sitting at home. I go, Rachel, let's go get drinks right now.
Right.
Well, I can't. I'm feeding the baby. How do I go get drinks right now? Leave her with Aaron. Right. It's no big deal. Just leave her with Aaron.
Right.
That's not really how it works. I mean, I can leave her with Jim, but we still have to talk. I can't just. Yeah. It's not all up to me.
Right. But I wish my friends would realize that all I really need is, like Jackie said, a heads up. Just give me a heads up.
Give me a little hey, just a heads up. You know, on Saturday, we're all going out for Halloween. It's 5 days away if you want to ask, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. But it doesn't mean that I'm a different person. It doesn't mean the only thing I want to do is hang out. I love my kid more than anything in the world. But you know what? Sometimes I do need a break.
Right.
And sometimes I do want to go get drunk. And sometimes I just want to get the hell out of the house. You know what I mean? And I think that's... People like to stereotype moms into something that they're not necessarily.
And, you know, I want to know if other people struggle with this. Jim and I are very 50-50, and we're probably 60-40. Only because he works 9 to 5 and Greenlee goes about 7. So he's,
right.
with, you know, so I'm with her more by default. But we're still pretty close to 50-50
Me
on
too.
Doing things. Like, even on the weekends, if he has a show, I'm home. If I have something to do with work or running or a pageant, he's home.
Right.
And that's how we've always been. But what we struggle with is this. His office is a lot. He works with a lot of other men, and they clearly don't have that dynamic at their homes, because there is no, they'll just say, oh yeah, we're doing this event. It goes till 9. And Jim's like, well, I got to pick up my daughter. And they're like, oh, well, it goes till 9. I got to leave and get my daughter. Jackie can't do it. But I'm like one of the only ones that has that problem.
Right. I actually can totally relate to this. Aaron's got a group of friends. He's been with friends like a long time. Some of them share duties. Some don't. And when I say, girls going to go out tonight, you guys got to do X all day, you got to do kids tonight while the girls go out and do tequila shots.
Right.
When we go visit our friends, some of them don't like that so much. Some of them don't like that trade-off because that's not what they're used to.
And it's not what they
do. And their wives take care of everything. And whatever works for your home. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life if that's what works for you.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care. That's one thing that I will judge you on. You're not, if you think you're a great dad, but you're not willing to stay alone with your kid, then you're not a good dad. You're a dad.
If you can't,
I'm just going to put that out there. You are. If you're not willing to step up and do things without mom doing it for you, then you're not a you need to stop being so afraid because you're afraid of something.
I totally agree with you in the aspect that, like, if you can't take care of your kid on your own, something's wrong.
Well, heaven forbid something happens to mom.
Right.
I mean, I hate to sound morbid, but what if mom gets sick or dies or gets in a car accident? And you have to all of a sudden.
Right.
But I know a lot of dads who they may think they know, they don't know how to do the things we do because they never had to. No one makes them. Mom does everything.
And that's, I know some people like that myself.
Yeah, I do too.
Those same people let their husband.
I'm not saying you're a bad person for being like that. You're not a bad person, but you're not living up to your potential as a dad by not stepping in and just trying to learn how to do these things.
And the other thing is it doesn't appear that you care enough if you can't.
I completely agree.
You don't care enough to do it.
All you're saying in our marriage is that you don't, you're not you anymore. You're not your mom. I do what I want. You stay home.
Don't you think it was a struggle, though, to figure out that balance? It was a struggle for Aaron and I to figure out, okay, this is your jam. I got to have my time. Or she's on my boob every 3 hours.
Right.
You've got to take, and Aaron is a wonderful, like, I can't even tell you, comes home from lunch every day if I need him to, like, whatever.
Right.
We're only 60-40, though, because I have to feed her.
And that's how Jim and I are. I say we're 60-40 because he leaves to work out in the morning. He doesn't get home until about 5:30, 6 p.m. with her and shows bed at 7. So on the weekdays, I mean, I wake her up. I take care of her until I take her to daycare.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, when we were on maternity leave, that's when we really found our groove. Because, like you, Jim would call me, do you need me to come home at lunch so you can go for your run? Yeah, that'd be great.
So Aaron, can he come home at lunch so I can take a shower?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. Mm-hmm. We just started doing that, and it worked out. And then Jim understands that that's part of his role, too. Plus, he wants to. We're starting to notice a shift, and we've heard this is very normal at this age.
What?
Where Greenlee responds better to mom.
Oh, okay. Does that hurt his feelings?
Yes. It doesn't hurt his feelings. It just makes him annoyed. Like, not responds better like she's mean to him. She likes playing with him, but she'll be with Jim alone while I'm getting ready for like 10 minutes, and I hear her being fussy, throwing herself on the ground, throwing toys, going, like nothing's good enough, like she's upset or tired.
Because
but she's
it's not mom.
But when I'm there, that doesn't really happen. She plays fine, we play, chase each other, and we're good.
Why do you think that is?
Just because it's not me, and she's used to me, and she can't communicate. You know what I mean?
Other than,
I think that's got to be it. And that bothers him. He doesn't want that. He's like, let me do it. I want her to learn to do it with me. I need to be able to do this.
That's actually a good thing, though, the fact that he wants to learn how to do it.
I think so, too. And, like, I get, like, a lot of people, if you're a stay-at-home mom, it's totally different ballgame because that is your job once you decide to leave your job and stay home.
Touché, hats off to you if you're a stay-at-home mother. But I look at this and I don't know how I'd get through my day without Aaron.
And I also appreciate if dad was at work all day and comes home and you've been home, that was your job, too.
Yeah.
There's still, I get it. It's not easy. I get it.
Yeah.
But I also think it comes to a time on the weekends and at night where you've got to step up and learn how to take care of the child, too.
No, for sure.
You can't be only mom.
That's absolutely true.
Like, I see people at daycare. Dad has to pick up the kid, and it's unusual, and the kid's screaming and yelling because they want mom.
I mean, that probably people go through this all the time.
I'm sure they do.
Like, right now, I would say that Quinn, she wants to be with me all the time because I'm the food.
Yeah.
The food. But every once in a while, Aaron says that he'll wake her up sometimes and he can tell that she's looking around for me in the crib.
Oh.
I don't get to be with her in the morning and that sucks. But, like, on the weekends, I tell Aaron, like, I get to wake her up today because she's always so happy. But that's the thing. I think it does hurt his feelings. Like, he's like, oh, she was looking for you this morning. Like, he could tell. But I think that's just a part of it.
Well, like, and I hope I didn't offend a bunch of dads. Like, I'm not trying to, like, call you guys all crap or, like, be mean. I'm just saying, like, I can't tell you how many girlfriends I have say, oh, my God, my husband would never do that.
Oh, my God,
and that
my
tells
friends,
me,
too. Yes.
A, I've got a good husband, and I'm really appreciative. B, he's a good dad. But C, it makes me wonder, their husbands, I'm like, why won't you let her go to a movie?
Right.
Why won't you let, like...
Does she not deserve it?
Yeah. Like what is wrong that you can't stay home? Is it just that you don't want to? Like, why? Like, what is it that hard for you? I just don't understand.
I have friends who, I mean, they literally clean up their husband's plate after they eat. And
I have friends that do that, too.
And it's kind of, once again, not my life, your life. I could not do that. I would throw it, probably.
Right.
But
Jim and I make dinner, and if he's up, he puts all the plates away. If I'm up, I put the plates away.
Right.
Like, there is no...
Exactly.
No one person does it.
And I think that sometimes that gets so misconstrued as people get older. I just... I don't know how people do life that way.
I don't either. Yeah. I get really hung up on it because, well, A, maybe it's an insecurity in myself, like feeling like, am I a bad mom because I'm doing this? And these moms are so dedicated. But then I remember, no, I'm not.
Right.
We're two parents raising a child, and we both should be in their life. I want to know. I don't want to go away for a night or two and worry, is Jim okay with Greenlee?
No.
I want to
yes.
know he's okay because he knows how yes. to do things. He knows what he's doing.
Right. And that's
he doesn't need to call me every 5 seconds.
I think Aaron is more paranoid about leaving Quinn than I am. Like, I think, honestly, not with me. He doesn't get worried about leaving
no, but
her
like
with me.
General,
but
like with sitters and
in
stuff.
General, like, Aaron is paranoid as hell. He wanted to buy a Nest Cam for the house.
Ooh,
he
is that so, too.
He freaked about his own mom watching Quinn.
Why?
Because he didn't know if she was going to do what she was supposed
she
to take care of.
She raised you, Aaron.
Right. Exactly. But there's so many things, like, when you go through it with your parents because things change. Mom, you can't put blankets
and,
in the, ki- in the kid's crib.
And they do things different than you, and you just want to be like, no, Mom, that's not how I do it.
And that's what's hard.
You do it my way. And,
it
then,
is
and
hard.
They're like, I raised you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was 30 years ago, Mom.
Listen. Listen.
Times are a-changing.
I know.
But,
I know.
But people, I'm not kidding when I say this. Like, we sit here and we do kind of sound like we're bitching.
We do. I sound like a mega bitch. I'm not trying to.
No, and I don't mean to say you sound like a bitch. I just think that we are bitching about certain things that annoy us or go on. But like, we do other things outside of being moms. We want... And that was the point of this podcast today, was to talk about the fact that like there are stereotypes surrounding us that drive us nuts.
Right. Well, and a lot of the things, like I said, my friends, I should retract that. Most of the dads I know are actually really good, and they do. Like, I go out with my girlfriends, they're good dads. I have more acquaintances.
Yes.
Not people I regularly hang
difference.
Out with, but I know them, you know.
Right.
They are not good. They don't
right.
do a good job.
I agree. And I, would you say that their life is that?
Wait, what do you
mean? In the aspect of, like, do you think that being a mom is it, like, they... Because we're sitting here talking about how
we... I don't know if that's what they want or not. And I don't think they realize life is going by really fast and all you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Greenlee's going to grow up super fast, and she already is. I don't want to look back and be like, the last 18 years I sat at home. You know, very fulfilling, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now she's in college and I'm...
Yeah.
Doing what? You know?
And I think a lot of people probably feel that way.
You got to keep your identity, and it's not good for your marriage.
No, it's not.
That,
I
to
agree.
To lose yourself.
And you know what? Sometimes I get worried that I am, because before I had the baby, I felt like I was like, man, I was on everything. If there was breaking news, if there was celebrity gossip, stuff for my show, which is petty to most people. But for
the
me, it's fun.
Liked.
It's enjoyable. New music, new video, new blah, 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 blah.
I still
whatever
feel
that
like
is.
Pretty up on it. Like, I don't
I
ever know
like
any
I'm
of that
not.
Stuff.
Not. I feel
what?
Like I'm finding out things 2 days later. Like, I feel like, because when it comes to my show, I like to have everything ready to go. Like, I know this, I know this, I know this. I feel like because I'm with Quinn all day and there's nothing wrong with it, I just feel like I'm missing that element. Like, I used to. If there was new music coming out, I was like on it like white on rice. And there's like a new Beyonce song, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. Like, that's my life.
Well, things change, though.
Well, your priorities change
and
what you care about.
Shift. And, like, your time has changed. Now you don't have time to just sit on the couch and go, and look at celebrity news.
That's true. And I don't have time to flip through Twitter all day.
Right.
And, you know, I have to, like, force myself to make sure that I update or, like, do whatever that may be. But, like, I feel, and obviously I'm not going out nearly as much.
Right.
Like, I'm staying home a lot more, which is fine. I love hanging at home with my kid. Like, Aaron and I love hanging at home with Quinn. And we're only going to be able to have her this little for so long.
Right.
And I think... And that scares me in itself because I feel like she's growing up so fast. She's already going to be four months old already. And Greenlee, I remember when you had Greenlee.
And she was a tiny.
Yes.
I could bring her in here in a Bjorn and she would just like sleep. Baby Bjorn. And now she's like running around and
yes. So, you know, here I am at the same time going, I don't want to be only mom because that's not, you know, the only part of me. But it's probably the most important.
This is the problem. Not even a problem. I want a mom and I want to have it all. I want to be a mom and I want that to be important to me. I want to have my job and I want that to be important to me.
Me too.
But I also want everyone around me to respect that I'm a mom, and that's got to be my number one.
That's 100%.
That's like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I need my bosses to understand if I email you and say, I have to leave early because I had to pick up Greenlee, it's not an argument. It's not an asking permission. It's a telling.
This is my baby.
I don't have a choice. My baby comes first because what can I? She's defenseless. She's one.
Right.
Like, if I tell you I have to go get her, there's no option. I have to go get her.
Right.
Who will go get her if I don't?
Well, at the end of the day, it's the most important thing in the world.
It is. And that's and that's what's hard is, like, I rant about how I have this job and I'm, like, equal. But then there comes the day that I need to go get her and I'm like, oh, listen, here, I'm a mom first. And I'm a mom. And then I turn into someone different.
I agree. I think that
I'm
sometimes.
I'm a double standard.
I would say that I am, too. It's
I'm
okay
very hypocritical, but I'm okay with it.
At least you can admit it.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with having a double standard on that, I don't think. Family is important, and I would be willing to bet that there are a lot of dads that would say the exact same thing you just did. And there's a lot of fathers that would say, you know what, if my wife can't get my kid, guess what, I'm leaving. You know what I mean? They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice.
Well, and a lot of dads, and you know, and this is another thing in dad's defense, I have quite a few dads that have said to me, I would do those things Jim's doing, but to be honest, she won't let me.
And I think that's a thing. I think sometimes you have to communicate.
And you got to, like, stop critiquing everything they do as they're doing it. Make them feel like they're doing it wrong.
There are so many ways to do certain things.
Right.
Like, I remember I got an errand one. I'm like, I can't believe that you changed her after you fed her.
Oh, I do it to Jim all the time, too.
And I thought to myself, and I looked at him and I go, I'm really sorry. Do it your way.
Yeah, because do it the way you do it.
The baby's going to be fine. Like, you know, I got mad at myself for getting on him. And, like, there's more than one way to do things. So, yeah, if you're not telling him, but you're still griping about it, let him do it.
Right. And if you're like, maybe let him do it, because if they try to do it and then you say, no, just let me do it, then they're never going to learn how.
Right.
And that's another issue is you see dads that don't do anything, but then you think, well, they don't do anything maybe because you're not letting them do anything. I don't know. Right. I don't know. There's so many just different things.
There's a lot of different things.
This has gone full circle.
I know. This has been Jackie and Rachel's educational hour about being a parent.
There's so many ways to parent. There is no right way.
And that's a thing I think we need to make sure people take away.
There's a lot of wrong ways.
No baby is the same.
No.
No parenting style is the right style as long as your kid is being safe.
And want to hear something really funny? Is like I personally would never co-sleep because I'm scared I'd hurt her and all this stuff. But then I also see people who do. And I think in my head, I wish Greenlee would lay in a bed with me. She would
never.
One time I put her in, she woke up like at 5. I don't know why. She never wakes up that early, but she woke up at 5 and I was like, ah. So I picked her up and put her, like, brought her in our room and I laid her on our bed just to see what would happen. And she was like, not having it. Like, what is this thing?
Really?
On this? No, she crawled her way out of there. And she's like,
oh my God.
And I was like, I wish Greenlee would lay.
How many months is Greenlee now?
16.
Okay, so at 24 months, so at 2, she's gonna start wanting to get in bed with you in the morning.
I hope so.
She's going to want to get bad.
Which is funny.
Yeah, she's going to start wanting to cuddle.
She doesn't. Oh, she doesn't. Right now, if she's sick, she wants to cuddle. Otherwise, she wants to run.
I wonder where she gets that from.
Me too. No, she runs herself ragged.
Well, if you have any questions for us, this has been a lot in one episode.
Man.
Hit us up, greygreenpodcast@gmail.com, Grey Green Show on Facebook, find us on iTunes, all that jazz. But we had to play FMK real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should do the Kardashian sisters. Let's do the girls.
Ooh, yeah.
And even it up. Let's all even up the stakes, because last week we were talking about this and we probably shouldn't only do dudes.
I'm into this.
Let's make it gender equal across the board with FMK. So Courtney, Chloe, Kim.
You go first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. I am killing Kim. I think Kim is extremely obsessed with herself. She has a whole book on selfies. She deserves to be done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm killing Kim. I'm marrying Chloe. The most fun, the most real.
And you're hooking up with Courtney.
I mean, yeah. Probably.
Just because
she's probably
going to
make me take some weird holistic stuff beforehand, but whatever.
I think opposite. Okay. I'm killing Kim. Sorry, Kim.
Yeah. Kim's dead.
Sorry, Kimmy. You're done. I'm hooking up with Chloe.
Okay.
I feel like she's like wild and crazy and we'd be out drinking all night.
Okay.
And then Courtney, I'll marry because you're probably stable.
Yeah.
I feel like
Chloe's the stable one.
What? Courtney's clearly the stable one. She has all those kids and she like keeps them all in a row and takes care of them.
It takes care of them. You know, Chloe's going to have a baby, too.
I know. I saw that.
She's pregnant.
Okay. Actually, I need you to fill me in. She's pregnant. Is the other one pregnant, too?
Kylie's pregnant with Travis Scott's kid. I went over this with Ken this morning, too. Chloe is pregnant with Tristan Thompson's baby, who's that smoking hot basketball player.
People.
Fertile Myrtles.
They're fertile Myrtles.
And then
my grandma's name was Myrtle.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It really is Myrtle.
And Kim has a baby on the way with a surrogate. There's three new Kardashian people.
The Kardashian saga never
the
ends.
The fetuses are growing rapidly.
And before we finish up, just because I want this on the live video too, because I wasn't even thinking.
By the way, we're live on YouTube. Make sure you look for that.
We have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession. I want to make sure that hit the video because you don't hear it in the commercial that we air in the thing.
See this?
They do care. So she does keratin treatments there.
Yeah.
She's doing a special right now. So it's like way cheaper to go right now to Urban Obsession. But like my hair is like the smoothest it's ever been.
It does look really
good. Super silky smooth. Mm-hmm. Silky smooth.
25% off color services
and
too.
And it's not in my butt crack.
So I think there it is. Oh my God. We're out of here. Have a great day today.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico, and you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I'm Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.